Welcome to Humble Bold, a podcast about balancing humility and boldness. How a love for Jesus, His Word, and His Church fosters a humble, bold approach to life. I'm your host, Mike Shera, and thanks for joining me today as we explore issues and ideas and how believers can navigate them in humble and bold ways. So our topic for today is, it's called Regarding Your Thoughts, and the idea is really taking a scriptural test, if you will, regarding your thoughts. Are your thoughts humble and bold? How do you know? Are you on the right track with God? Are you sifting your thoughts? Like how, here's one way to put it. You know, how do the gears mesh between knowing the mind of Christ in Scripture and delineating your thoughts and what overrides what? Okay, like hopefully your thoughts aren't overriding God's thoughts in the Word of God, okay? I'm not saying that God is planting thoughts in your head. I'm not saying that God doesn't lead and guide and prompt you in ways as you're meditating on the Word of God, okay? That's a very organic situation, a very organic relationship. The Spirit of God indwelling us, Christ in us, our hope of glory, all of that, the triune God being with us all the time, that yes, we are real people, but the way we describe it sometimes, we might not be fully accurate. So how do you know you're truly capturing what the Lord is doing in your heart, how He's leading and guiding you? How do the gears mesh again between knowing the mind of Christ in Scripture and figuring out where your thoughts land in all of that and your assessments and your descriptions and all of that? So that's kind of where we're going, okay? We want to be humble and bold as we live this Christian life. This is for believers in Jesus who have trusted in the finished work of Christ and His shed blood on our behalf. The sovereign Savior was our substitute. We are to surrender to Him. All of that, living in repentance and faith and obedience all the time. But how do you know? How do you know regarding your thoughts? Where do they fit in all of that? Okay, so let's go ahead and dive in. Now, first of all, Jeremiah 17, verse 9, tells us the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Now, that is a rhetorical question, basically telling you, you can't figure out your own heart. You can't try to understand yourself and others, but ultimately only God truly understands your heart. How do I know that? Because Jeremiah 17, 10. All right. So Jeremiah 17, 9 says the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Jeremiah 17, 10 says, the next verse, the Lord searches the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings. And what you see there is that God knows the heart, right? Remember when Jesus, it said of Jesus in the Gospels, he was not entrusting himself to man because he knew what was in man. He knew the evil in the heart of man. And the thing is, when you're redeemed and you have a new heart and a new desires to please God, you still know. This is like that Romans 7, you know, what Paul was saying, that ache inside, that desperation of feeling like, you know what, wretched man that I am. I want to do the right thing, but then the law of sin is at work, at wage in war in my members. And, you know, as Peter said, sin wages war against your soul. And so, you know, you go through this all the time. So how do you take some sort of scriptural test, if you will, on whether your thoughts are in line with where God wants you to be? That's the question. So I've got four things, okay? I've got four things that I would want to say to you about this, and really there are four questions, okay? The first is this, are my thoughts right? Okay, the word right. And I don't mean that we are subjectively feeling right, but are our thoughts true and good and right thoughts to have? Like, are they God-honoring? Do they align with the commands for a believer in Scripture? Like, how many times, right, do we, how many times do we talk ourselves into things that are absolutely unbiblical? And when it's something that isn't prohibited, maybe it's a tiny, small decision that can be shaped by a bigger idea with regard to the glory of God rather than just talking yourself into something unbiblical. So the first question is, are my thoughts right? Okay. Second question, are my thoughts Here it is. Are my thoughts realistic? Are my thoughts realistic? Do they align with reality? Do they align with the Word of God? And that doesn't mean you can't pray big prayers. You ought to pray big prayers, bigger than you. But that doesn't mean that everything is easy and manageable and that you choose the easiest path. Sometimes you can't see the way to go. And is it wise to jump in and do something when you do not have the scriptures behind you at all? Okay, so the question is, are my thoughts right and are they realistic? Now, the third question is, are my thoughts resting? What I mean by that, are my thoughts resting in the Lord? Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him, which doesn't mean, you know, you're waiting for Him to dramatically act according to how you want Him to act, but that you are waiting for God's sovereign providential orchestration of all things, and you know that He is good. You can be still and know that He is God. Psalm 46:10. Psalm 131 verse 2 says, "My soul is quiet and still." Okay, like a weaned child with its mother. Okay, so is my heart humble? Right? Is there anything where I'm wanting great things for myself that I should not seek? Am I somehow being prideful and all of that? What did Jesus say? "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Okay? "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." That's what I'm talking about. So are your thoughts right? Are your thoughts realistic? Are they resting? And lastly, are they redemptive? Are they redemptive or are they just selfish? Okay. So here's the idea of your thoughts. Is my motive redemption, right? How many times, you know, do we just find that all our thoughts are just swirling around ourselves, about ourselves? But what about being God's witness everywhere we go? The believer is an ambassador for Christ, right? And so is there anything about what I'm doing, about this decision, without forcing it, that can be like a ministry thing where you're doing something for Jesus and the purpose is to glorify God? Is there anything gospel about it? I remember one of my kids when they were about to start high school, and we were trying to discern whether it would be wise for them to go to this school or that school. We had a choice among these two schools. And one of the advisors, which ended up being one of my daughter's coaches at the school she ended up going to, said, and this person was a Christian, and they said, "Are you more wired for discipleship or evangelism?" Which was a really interesting question, I thought. Well, the thing was, my daughter, Alexandra, said, "Well, I'm more wired really probably for discipleship." And this person said, "Well, maybe then this school would be better for you because there's more believers." One of the schools happened to be a Christian school. It was just an interesting question. It didn't mean that she was not interested in evangelism, okay? But it was just a thought process, of a redemptive thought process, okay? So there's the test you can take, whether to see if you're as much as you can tell before God. He knows our hearts. We have trouble figuring out our hearts. But are your thoughts right? You know, are they God-honoring? Are they according to Scripture? Are they realistic? Okay. And that maybe is a tough one. I don't know if I made that really clear, but the idea that you don't just jump out and just do crazy, crazy things, even though you should pray crazy, crazy prayers that are humanly impossible. Okay. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, could you see this actually happening in a good way? And then are you resting? Is your heart at rest in Christ? And then is there any kind of redemptive idea that you are, you know, thinking in all of this? So anyway, that's what I've got for you today. I hope it helps. I hope it made sense. And I hope it will help you be a more humble and bold follower of Jesus Christ.